Blog Talk Radio.
WD Smith B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood, don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike a pose, there's nothing to it.
The music just turns me on.
Turn it up!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my God, is he nuts?
Everybody, 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 everybody.
Now we come to the payoff.
Everybody, 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 everybody.
I know that's what y'all want to know. You want to know who's bad. You know, I can be bad sometimes. Good girl, most of the time. You know, I think we all have a bad side to us. But anyways, you're alive, of course, obviously, because I'm talking. With me, your host, who else? Ms. V. You can call, listen in, hit the digits, 347-237-4501. As always, I appreciate you tuning in live every Thursday. Yes. Same BWD day, same BWD time with Ms. V. Every Thursday, that's what's up. You can listen to all our past shows, all my past interviews via our on-demand playback. Right on, pages worth. Start at the main page, bwdradio.com. Live and on-demand shows, they are an extension of BWD Radio's, the 24/7 nonstop music variety station. That's right. No commercials, nothing but the hottest indie music artists of today. Do you have a favorite indie? I know you have favorite majors, but do you have a favorite indie artist? You know, show them some love. Show them some love. I know you do. I know you do. Submit your song request right on site or via our mobile app. Show support for them and support us supporting the hottest indie artists of today by giving us a follow on Facebook at BWD Radio. And on Twitter, make sure you put an underscore at the end, BWD Radio underscore. Yes, indeed. That's what's up. Ms. V, I'll tell you what. Going on about 12, 13 years now. So you have quite a few on-demand interviews to go. And that's probably not even all of them before the recording days. So I'm not trying to give my age away now. You know, I'm not trying to do that. But anyways, in about 10 minutes or so, we will be joined by urban Christian gospel artist, the best, the Bishop Lawrence Hancock. We're going to catch up with him, see what he's got going on this year. It's going to be nice to chop it on up with him. Last year, he's been doing his thing, and he balances a lot. So looking forward to chatting it up with him for a little bit. Anyways, BWD Radio, if you haven't guessed it already, it's I'm very big. Ms. V, I'm very big. Diversity, unity, okay? The indie artists of today, I don't care if you're yellow, green. I don't care if your music's folk. I don't care if it's country. I don't care what your music is. As long as it's your music and it belongs to you, we will play it as long as it's clean, no dirty stuff. Some of y'all sneak one or two in there. Don't think that Ms. V don't catch that stuff. All right. Anyways, take BWD Radio on the go, as I was starting to mention. If you don't already have our mobile app, Why don't you? It's free. It's available, obviously, on iTunes and Google Play. Or you could just grab the, you could also grab their direct links for the apps right on bwdradio.com. Also, if you have the TuneIn mobile app, which is also popular, especially for the Droids. Not sure if they have one for Apple or not. I've never tried to download it. But anyways, you can also tune in live with the TuneIn app. Just do a search for BWD Space Radio. So you can listen in that way, too, or if you're just not really into, or you just want to, if you're not really into downloading mobile apps, that's understandable, too. Or you want an option to take us on the go or to listen while you're chilling, you can also just go to bwdradio.com and you hit the players. Everything is live. Okay, everything is live. If you see a now playing tweet, by the time you tune in, it may have just ended. And I know on our main page, I believe we show the last two songs that were in rotation. But anyways, make sure you tune in. Make sure you catch the rotation. And also, please, you know, make sure that you click on the song requests. And, you know, I think you really need to show some love. Been doing this for a minute, Indie Advocate, Ms. V. But, you know, I'm going to warm things up for a little minute. Ooh, my girl, Tamara Baldo, she still has, this is living it up, but she has quite a few. Versatile. Living it up.
Bubble on deck. Bubble on deck.
It's what's up, Tamara Bubble. She's living it up. She's been living it up for a few years now. She's continuously growing. Speaking of growing, I have our guest, Bishop Lawrence Hancock. What's good? How you doing, Bishop?
What's going on, Ms. V? You all right? Thanks so much for having
me tonight. You know, I've been looking forward because I just love when the artists come back and they let me know what's going on. They let the listeners know what's going on. And you already know, Ms. V, she ain't going nowhere.
You know it. You know it. I thank God for you. I thank God for our relationship. And it's good to chop it up with you again.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Most definitely. I love the growth. I love the growth and listening to new music. But anyways, so we did. We last caught up in October, I believe it was, of last year. So we definitely want to get into the 2015 happenings, especially in your goals, but especially with your latest single, the release titled My Destiny, which I even love the title. And that's in steady rotation on BWD Radio. It's doing well, I hear, on the Billboard charts, but we're going to leave a little something for you, you know. Got to keep
a
little bit.
That is interesting, Ms. V, because, you know, I'm going to make sure that we do it correctly. You know, we haven't just made Billboard just yet, but we are believing God that that will happen shortly. Right now we're on the national airplay charts. When you look at overall radio altogether for gospel music, we have been favored to be number 3. So we'll take that tonight for sure. Very grateful for that.
All right. Okay. Well, there we go. Thank you for the correction.
I don't want folks out there like, oh, he perfect. He ain't on Billboard. You know, I can hear the folks now saying the bishop was on the radio telling the story. We got the Billboard chart in front of us. So we thank God for what he's doing in music. We thank God for what he's doing in music ministry. We are definitely excited about the call to be able to share urban Christian music with people that may not traditionally listen to gospel music, but to be able to supply them with a Christ-centered lyric base and a really, really cool urban sound that really makes them feel like God loves them too.
Oh, you know, it's always a pleasure to have you. So let's go ahead and jump on in and get the listeners up to speed. Go ahead and let them all know where you're originally from and where you are based out of now.
Absolutely. I'm originally from Toledo, Ohio, and that's where I am regionally now. I thank God for being in my second album now, My Destiny, and, you know, we thank God for those of you who are already purchasing the music. You know, the iTunes folks say it's doing fairly well, so we're excited about that. And we just went physical with Best Buy and Barnes & Noble on Tuesday, outlets that are picking up across the country. So we're grateful to God for that as well. And we're just encouraging everyone to go out and grab My Destiny, whether it be digital or physical, in your local radio stores across the country.
And you know what, bringing up where, you know, all the outlets and where you're at now and where you're going to be soon and the anticipation for that, you know, that just makes me think because, you know, more artists need to be heard and seen in the genre, period. The subgenres and the genres and the fusions, anything that has to do with gospel, regardless of whether it's contemporary or urban or whatnot. And it's weird, too, because there's actually a Latin artist, right, who actually did a crossover album, except went back to Latin into his albums, but there's a song that, and I don't know if you've heard of him, but he's definitely popular, but he's a major with Sony Latin, and his name's Mark Anthony. He has this song that came out in 2009 called My Baby You. The lyrics, all the lyrics in there, if he would just change baby to God, oh my Lord, that would be like an awesome church song. You know, I just kind of wish,
awesome.
I just kind of wish that artists would, instead of just doing different, you know, versions as far as mixes and dances, you know, I think they forget about, you know, the people that are also a little bit stronger in, like, their Catholic faith, you know, and and that mostly listen to gospel. So I just had to throw that out there for an example, is because I love what you're doing, and I have several artists that are basically worshiping and sending their music out, and I feel so blessed to be actually playing, because, you know, I play general. So, but anyways, I had to get that out there, that I'm so proud of those that come forward and are not afraid to put their voice out there and be heard. So bless your heart for that.
Thank you so much. We definitely appreciate your encouragement. And that's what it's all about. I hope that my music and what God is doing for me in this journey, you know, is inspirational to other people, that, you know, hey, if he can do it, I can do it too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's a phenomenal attitude to have. So, this is something actually I didn't think about it until after our interview last October. But I have been curious to know why some artists do or do not choose to add their religious title of pastor, bishop, et cetera, in front of their actual stage name. So what inspired your decision to include yours versus, you know, without?
Well, obviously, first and foremost, I'm known as Bishop Lawrence Hancock. I am truly a defender of the faith. I'm an upperclassman in the African-American Joint College of Pentecostal Bishops. So I am in that all the way through. That is who I am. But at the exact same time, I am not my gift, and my gift is not me. So with that being said, if I were a basketball coach, I don't tell the people to call me Bishop Lawrence Hancock as a basketball coach. But because I'm still operating within the household of faith, doing Christian music, it is appropriate to do that. And, you know, if you're careful, you got people that are majors that will do it, like Bishop Hezekiah Walker out of Brooklyn, New York. You know, he now puts Bishop on his records. Bishop Rance Allen, he has not done it yet, but I assume that he's a bishop in the Church of God in Christ. I assume that he will begin to do it as well with the Rance Allen group, who, by the way, I give him much props, because he just had an opportunity to sing for President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama just a couple of days ago at the White House
Wow.
in Washington, D.C., and he's from my home city and state, so I got to give it up for Bishop Rance Allen tonight. So to your point, you know, it's really a comfort zone in really understanding your calling and understanding whose you are and who you are, and, you know, that there's no reason for me to be ashamed or to try and shun the fact that I'm a bishop, you know, for the sake of, you know, record sales or marketability, because quite honestly, you know, being a bishop is my brand. And being, my age and being a bishop and being urban, that is my brand. So I don't have to circumvent that at all.
That is a great answer. And also, I thought that would be a great question, because I'm sure I'm not the only one that's kind of curious, because sometimes you'll see the title and sometimes you won't. And, you know, it could be for each individual's own reason, but I'm glad you're able to clarify that for my own curiosity.
Sure, anytime.
So who were some of your musical influences growing up, or, you know, and what inspires you overall, you know, to be the music artist and, of course, the bishop that you are today?
You know what? I was a kid sitting in church like a lot of other kids, you know, idolizing, you know, the minister of music, the organ players at my local church growing up as a kid, Indiana Baptist Church in Toledo. And, you know, you grow up wanting to do it. You grow up wanting to write music. And I was fortunate to have both the piano player and the organ player where I grew up. They were both songwriters. So I grew up understanding that that's what went with it. And God gave me the gift to be able to write and to be able to play. And I was definitely influenced, as most young people, by, you know, the likes of Fred Hammond and Commission in the 80s and John B. Key in the 90s. And, you know, obviously you can't leave out the pillar himself, you know, Bishop Rance Allen. If it were not for him, we wouldn't even have contemporary Christian or urban Christian music. So those are the people who influenced me, you know, from a great standpoint, especially as songwriters, because all of them are songwriters.
All right. So now I'm not sure. I mean, it may be, you know, from, like you had stated, you know, going to church as you were growing up. Is that, you know, I guess I'm not, like, the greatest person with the knowledge of, okay, what's the difference between urban Christian and, you know, contemporary. I just always look at, I think I knock everything down into one category of worship and gospel.
Ooh,
you know?
Yeah. That's
you,
good.
You know
let
mean?
Me let me break that down because that's good. Urban Christian really is the kind of Christian music that most of us grew up on in the hip hop era. It's a hip hop oriented sound where you've got strong drum lines, strong bass lines, strong lyrical content, along with great musicianship, if you will, that really makes it sound in a way more mainstream. But it has a solid Christian lyric base that doesn't have you wondering what it is that I'm singing about. That's urban Christian because, you know, there's contemporary gospel and there's, you know, hip-hop, and believe it or not, they actually put me in the category of holy hip-hop, which I'm grateful for, and they even put me even in the category of Christian rap because I have two Christian rap songs on my album. But at the end of the day, it's all about Jesus and being able to encourage people to know who Jesus is. I mean, Jesus says in his word that I need you to compel you now to go into the highways and the byways to compel people to know me. And when he said compel people, he didn't put us in a box. He didn't say, okay, you can only use perfect fourths and perfect fifths on the scale and you can't use any diminished chords, you can't use any minor chords. He says, no, I need you to go and compel people. And compelling means that you are able to use any and everything that is ethical and morally lined up with him to be able to encourage people. And that's what we do in Urban Christian.
That's a great answer. That's a great answer. It really is. And it's important, too, because if it also falls into, like, for example, the way I have the promos out there, I've actually put them in categories. And, you know, I'll have the category of Christian rap, and then I have the category of gospel, et cetera, et cetera. So in all actuality, because you explained that well, it would have been under, you know, a couple categories, you know, just not just gospel. So I'm so glad that you cleared that up.
Absolutely.
That was a great answer.
You know, and we're grateful for the sound. We're grateful for the sound that makes people want to clap their hands and want to be able to let the windows down in their car and drive and listen to something that's going to be uplifting and as well as soothes their musical taste.
Absolutely. I've always been, I don't know if she kind of faded away or not, but I had always been a pretty big fan, I guess I would say, of Yolanda Adams. I like her music as far as, you know, she's just uplifting. I can't say I like all her music, but her Day by Day album, I'd have to say I outplayed that.
Perfect. You know, she's a pillar now. She's a pillar now in gospel music, and she's definitely someone to be revered, and we thank God for her music ministry as well.
Yeah, I think she definitely kicked the door in for a few artists that they actually, you know, in some of the movies, they've used their music. So I think she definitely has to be proud of trying, you know, of kicking the door in for other artists. Now, back to you. So as a Christian leader, how do you balance? Gosh, you balance a lot. And these are probably only a few, but you balance family. You balance work, you balance studies in whatever you're doing, whether it's music, lyrics, studio time, and I'm sure there's much more out there. So how do you do all that without, like, losing some of those passions or just be like, I just don't have the time, and, like, dropping off a certain, you know, a certain load off the back for, you know, lack of a better word probably. But how do you do that?
Ms. V, honestly, I was made for this. When I was a kid, I always did multiple things. Like, my grandmother would come and visit, and she would joke with my parents, like, does he ever sit still is he ever going to stay at home? You know, God built me this way, in which I have a pretty serious motor that allows me to kind of go a little bit above and beyond. And then there's also time management and then perspective, right? So I'm not an avid TV watcher, right? I'm not spending a lot of time doing much of anything that isn't considerably value added. So that's another part of it too, right? Also, you know, music and that and the songwriting and the composing and the studio time, you know, in today's time, I can do almost an entire album, you know, from a production standpoint at home. The only time I really now have to go to the studio because of technology is to record vocals and to mix. So it allows me to literally be able to sometimes be sitting at home next to my wife and making a beat on a coffee table. I mean, so it's just really just understanding, you know, how to really manage your time. And, you know, she appreciates the fact that I'm not always going in the studio to the wee hours of the night, you know, and that's how we make it happen.
That's great that you balance all that. And then you also have an understanding family, so that's an extra blessing. So how would you describe your music? You know, you've given us a little bit here and a little bit there, which does kind of explain it. But how would you overall describe your music for the public audience if they've never seen or heard of you know, Bishop Hancock's music until today?
I mean, specifically, the song that you're playing right now is a song that was truly written from my heart in a situation in which I had made a bad choice. You know, I had did the composition for the music, and I hadn't written a thing to it, and it was out of my own disappointment with my own self that God gave me the ability to write this song, and it truly has ministered to me. And it has been an encouragement to a lot of people. And that's what it's about with this whole My Destiny project, is that every song that actually made the album is truly a snippet or a snapshot, if you will, of a particular segment of my real life. And that's why I'm so excited and so proud of the project, not because of the music, not because of the acclaim, but the fact that I've been able to put what my life is to song and to melody and to sing it in a way that is actually encouragement to other people. And I think that's what music is really all about. Sure, it's nice to make a couple bucks, but the reality is that if you're able to encourage somebody else through what it is that you do, that's really what it's about.
Wow. Yeah. And it is, it's rewarding. I mean, just for myself, you know, I'll volunteer at the nursing homes and, you know, sit with them and do, you know, pray the rosary and do the group. And when I leave, it's just like you said with your music, it's so rewarding. You walk away and you feel so, you know, it's just rewarding all in itself to know that you made someone's day, you know, because they don't have someone that, you know, visits them. And, you know, it's a shame, you know. So I definitely can totally relate with the reward that you have putting out music like that. It's just amazing.
I mean, then the feedback is tremendous, right? It's great, you know, for, like I said, for people to be able to support the album and to purchase it. But it's just really cool to hear back from people on Twitter and on Facebook that, you know, hey, I heard your song and it really was a blessing to me. That's like platinum record for me. So I'm really grateful
Aww.
For those opportunities there.
Mm-hmm. You're always so grateful, and that's amazing, too, to hear that. It's very comforting. So, and humble, too, because you've received numerous awards, including a full music scholarship in undergraduate school, and then, you know, Songwriter Director of the Year at Thomas Dorsey, the Gospel Music Convention. And also, you've been featured in BWD's magazine of 2014 and 2015. And let's see, also, what else is there? Oh, my goodness, there's just so many. And I know you're probably going to have a hard time pinning it down. But at this point in your career, what do you feel has been your greatest accomplishment or achievement thus far as a bishop, singer, songwriter, and performer, just overall?
I think that the accomplishments are probably in three different areas. As a bishop, you know, the fact that I still am one, you know, people underestimate the weight and the responsibility that goes along with pastoring. Next to the presidency of the United States, it's a toss-up between being a pastor and being the president of how thankless it is. It is a very thankless job. And the
it
fact
is.
That I still am engaging, you know, as much as I possibly can in encouraging other people when I have a life to live myself. I think that that in itself is an accomplishment. I think musically, my destiny is definitely an accomplishment because it is my second full album, and I was able to produce it and release it correctly. God was gracious to me the first album, and it charted, and we were very, very grateful for the success it had. But there were many mistakes, Ms. V, that we made on this first project, and I'm just grateful to God that he allowed me to learn from those mistakes and to be able to release my destiny, you know, at an industry quality level appropriately. And, you know, and so far, so good as far as how it's being received in the marketplace. And as
and that's
a person,
how you grow.
That's exactly how you grow. And I think as a person, I think, you know, my greatest accomplishment is just surviving. You know, we've all have our testimony. We all have our, you know, issues that we've had to go through either as children or as adults or both. But when I look back over my life and I look at all of the challenges that I've had to overcome, just being alive is an accomplishment. So I'm very, very grateful for that.
I always have to interject. I don't know, me and you, we seem to have some outstanding conversations in between my curious questions, but you mentioned thankless. It is a very, very, very thankless job. Sadly, until someone's on their, and I don't like to say this, but for lack of better words, is until someone's on their deathbed. Then, you know, it's
or worse.
When they're
or
thankful.
Worse, Ms. V,
or mm-hmm.
or when the pastor kills himself. Because
mm-hmm.
in our country, in the last 18 to 24 months, we've seen that kind of thing happen way more often than it ever should have. And unfortunately, because it's such a thankless job and the pressure, sometimes it just breaks people. So like I said,
yeah, because you're carrying
you're carrying
the weight of God on your shoulders, you know?
And unfortunately, sometimes you're carrying too much weight. And sometimes it's just okay to take some time off. And I hopefully, if there's any pastor out there that's listening to this, you know, just understand that you are not alone. You know, God is with you and you are laboring correctly. And if you need to take some time off, I know the predecessors didn't really encourage it very much, but it's better for you to take some time off and live than to take no time off and die.
How do you... You know, especially since you're giving them that message out there and that encouragement, how would you uplift individuals or, you know, other bishops or, you know, priests, pastors, whichever, okay? How do you encourage them when... You know, and I don't like the idea of knocking down a religious man. But here's where I have an issue, and I'm not the priest. I'm not the bishop. I'm not carrying all that weight on my shoulders. I'm just going for forgiveness, you know, of my sins and all that great stuff. But when you have someone, and like I said, once again, please pardon me because, you know, I have to give kudos because, you know, if a person's, you know, religious and spreading the word of God, okay, that is great. But the part that really bothers me, and you can tell I'm Catholic in order, you know, the way I talk to you, so you probably can tell I'm Catholic. But what bothers me is when you have someone like Joel Osteen out there, okay, and he doesn't talk about sin. He was even, I think, on one of the late night shows, and I believe, I can't think of his name, but I think he was Jewish. And he even asked him, why do you not bring up sin? Why? And his answer was, because it depresses people. So basically, you've got all these followers, you're making all this money, you're putting out books, and I call him the Tony Robbins of religion, and only picking out the positive passages, period. And so what all these people that are following this individual don't realize is how good he's living, how much money that he's making off of you, and you haven't even been forgiven for any of your sins.
Well, let me – I didn't know I was going to get into that tonight, but let me do this.
Oh, I'm sorry. We don't have to.
No. Listen, no. I promise you, that's why I'm still Bishop Lawrence Hancock. I'll deal with it, right? First things first. It's not about the lifestyle of the preacher, whether the preacher that you named or somebody else. What it's about is people having to decide for themselves, do I want an authentic relationship with Jesus, or do I want to give the appearance of having an authentic relationship with Jesus? And if we're careful, Ms. V., most people go to the clubs where there's a lot of people. Why? Because they want to blend in. And if we're careful, that's our society. We want to go places to where we're able to blend in and look the part. And unfortunately, what happens in mega churches, and the Barna Institute out of California, they talk about this all the time in their publications, but the challenge of mega ministry is that the pastor doesn't really know the sheep. And the sheep like it that way, because as long as the pastor doesn't really know them, there's no accountability. So
right.
The real onus of opportunity is really on each individual person to say, if I really want to be an avid Christian, I need to be in a situation to where the shepherd knows me and I know the shepherd. The challenge is that a lot of people today don't really want real leadership, because if I've got real leadership, it's going to drive me to be a whole lot more accountable to myself. Forget
there
to the
go.
Leader.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to be accountable to myself, because the Bible says when you know better, you have to do better. So I would much rather go sit in a church where there's 20,000 other people. The pastor doesn't know me. I don't know them. And I can go and tell all my friends that this is where I go to church, although the church isn't me, because the church isn't the building. The church is the people.
Mm-hmm.
So the real challenge is this, and so if I can defend him now with all of that said, the type of people that go to his church may be the very people that I just described who may not be able to handle a strong leadership style like a Bishop Lawrence Hancock, who will love you, who will look you smack dab in the eye and say, baby, you know you really shouldn't be doing that, right? But everybody can't handle that. So it's a much easier situation for them to go and sit in places where they can hide. And I shouldn't say hi, but you took me there tonight, so I'll call it what it is.
Yeah. Like I said, I wasn't, and I appreciate you. That just came out. Unexpectedly, because I think that's bothered me for so many years. So speaking to a bishop,
I mean, it's a real issue, Ms. V, and I'm just grateful for the opportunity tonight to at least provide clarification, because there's somebody listening tonight who feels the same way that you do, and tonight they finally got an answer.
I mean, it's great to be uplifted, and like I said, that's why I compared it to the Tony Robbins, because that was the whole positive thing. You want to stay positive, yes, you need to stay positive, but in my opinion, that's not where you're still not getting rid of your sins. It's like it's okay to sin as long as you're positive. So, but anyways, we won't go into it anymore. I didn't mean to go there. It just came
it's all
out
right.
Because it's been bothering
all right.
me so much. But anyways, back to you. I apologize. I didn't mean to get into all that.
Please
Woo!
Don't apologize.
Okay.
It's all right.
Okay. So anyways, go ahead and tell us about this My Destiny, the inspiration behind it. You had started to tell us, how the quality and you have written it. So if there's anything else you want to add to that, because you did kind of tell us about it, you can also mention.
The thing about My Destiny, the song itself, the thing that I love the most about it is it's that word you just kept using, and it's uplifting, right? That mm-hmm. song is, you know, geared towards people like me who have made a mistake and were disappointed about it, wasn't happy about the way things went, and to have to go to God and say, hey, you know, I really messed this up, and I probably have asked you for forgiveness for other things, and maybe I haven't asked you for forgiveness for this type of thing, but here I am. And to have God to obviously forgive us for our sins, and then to be able to then release us into our destiny. And so many times as people, we think that when we mess up, and depending on the degree of mess up or error, we think that our lives are over. We think that there's no way to recover. There is no real redemption. There is no real restoration. But My Destiny is that song that talks about how God truly does restore, and he releases us into our destiny, which is peace and prosperity and joy and love, things that sometimes we think we are devoid of because we have made mistakes.
All right, so I know you did mention it. You told us where we can go and get it. You said iTunes, you know, the usual, and then you said it's going to be coming out in Best Buy.
It came out this week.
Yep,
they can get it in Best Buy in the stores, Best Buy online, Barnes & Noble in the stores, Barnes & Noble online. And if I can say this, you know, we definitely have a website. I have an artist e-card that has all of my information. We are setting up a small tour as we speak, and certain portions of the tour will be for free to small churches and medium-sized churches that aren't always able to book, you know, national recording artists. We're looking forward to being able to give back. So please reach out to me on Twitter at BishopLLH, on Facebook, and you can go to me or get a hold of me on my artist e-card, www.artistecard.com/Bishop Hancock.
All right. That's great that you actually will travel around and, let each church and their congregation be able to enjoy that.
We're grateful to God for non-traditional venues too. So we're looking at, you know, the summertime is coming, so all of the spring and summer festivals, you know, if there's opportunity, we're looking forward to doing those as well.
Yeah. Well, if you ever end up down here in the South in Florida, just make sure you let me know way in advance.
We'll do. We're looking forward to coming back to Florida. I was just in Delray Beach last week.
No, for real?
Yeah, I did a concert down in Delray Beach, Florida. It was awesome through Rejoice America Radio. So it went really,
oh, I
really
wish
well.
I knew that.
A big shout. I sent you a shout out. You just ignore me. That's all. I'm just messing with you. I probably did send it to you. but you probably didn't get it. That's all right.
Oh, if you only knew how many email addresses and how much email we get with BWD across the board. You figure there's 5 BWDs in the network. If you could only imagine.
Right.
People DM and I we do the best that we can. But you know, technology has made it to where people are just lazy because the questions they ask, if they just went to the website or clicked on the link in the bio, you would get your answers like instantly without waiting for someone to even get back to you. And then you're only going to respond to give them the link, and they're just still too lazy to go look. And it's like, wow, they don't know how much they lose out on just not going and checking things out. It's a shame. technology that had started to be great for the indie artists because they could just
walk
out and just, you know. But what happens is now it's overflooded, as people know, for the last few years. And, you know, all they're doing is just spamming. Here, listen to this, listen to this, listen to this, listen to this. Okay, but all you're doing is just, you're just spamming. That's all you're doing. I mean,
I think that the one of the things that you brought that up, and I think that in order to for the music industry as a whole, whether it be on the sacred side or the secular side, it makes no difference. Mm-hmm. There's a trend, you know, with people just making singles. And there's nothing wrong with you just, you know, releasing a single. But to your point, it's inundating the marketplace so much to where it's I don't know if the integrity of the music industry will be able to sustain itself if people are just going to continue to make singles. I know, you know, everyone can't do a full album. Well, I wasn't going to say that, but I don't even know if it's laziness. Sometimes it's just a financial situation, right, where people aren't always able to do an entire album, so they do a single. But I think that what that does also is it stifles the creativity of the artist. I mean, I started off with 40 different tracks. I wrote to 20 of them and recorded 20 different songs, and 10 of them made the album. If I had to choose one song out of the 10 that made the album, I would be perplexed because 3 of the 10 songs are in heavy rotation on 3 different types of radio today. So I don't know if that model is truly the best approach.
It's not. It's not, because if you can only do a single here and a single there, you know, shelf it. Hold on to it, you know, perfect it, and then narrow down to where now you have an album. So there's nothing wrong with releasing, you know, come on, even major artists, they only release like one a year, you know, and they usually push approximately 1 to 2 songs. It depends on what, you know, how much popularity they get from a label. And me, I don't even know why I didn't go into, you know, being an A&R, because I have such a diverse ear and just so much knowledge. But you confuse, what happens is people confuse you. It's like you can't really get to know an artist if they keep throwing singles at you, because they don't really give you time to absorb. It's just like on major radio, right? Even if you don't like a track, okay, it's mined. It's kind of like, you know, 1,000, 1,500 repetitions. It becomes natural and in action. Well, it's the same thing. All it is mind control. You know, after you hear it so many times, you're going to walk away singing it. So,
right. And it's interesting that you would say that, because that's the reason why I did an album. And you can listen to my entire album in 34 minutes, because within that approach, you get a full variety of music, but at the exact same time, because it's a shorter album, the opportunity for repetition is higher. So then that allows the music to grow on you that much faster.
Mm-hmm.
Most albums are normally twice or 3 times that length. So I have a buddy of mine, Nate Ford, maybe he's listening tonight, he drives trucks, and he was like, you know, I really like the album. He said, but the only problem I have is that it's too short. Well, I'll take that problem, right? So he's listening to the music more often, and you know, hopefully that creates, you know, some love and admiration for the music.
I don't know. I just know I love everything. I mean, I love music that I wasn't even born yet. That's how diverse I am.
I know exactly what you mean. I know what you mean.
But anyways, you know, it's been such a pleasure, you know, chopping it up with you. We always have a good combo. I know our interviews usually probably like twice the length of my normal weekly interviews, but you know, sometimes you get that good vibe and you're able to like hold a conversation, and those are generally the longer interviews, and that means that they're great. So
thanks so much.
Now, so what's next? Now you have some live events, any other project happening, videos, things coming up. What's next for you?
You know what? You just took the cat out of the bag, you know. In the next week or so, we will actually be traveling to shoot a video for one of the, not My Destiny, but the song I Want to Know You, which is gaining a lot of airplay right now and actually is probably more of a favorite right now than even my destiny, which is pretty much an amazing thing. So we're excited about where that's going to end up on the charts eventually, and we'll be shooting that video in the next week or so. And definitely, like I said, we'll be touring. And so people can reach out to me. You know, there's no venue too big, no venue too small. And we're just most importantly just trying to encourage people in Jesus' name.
Yeah, and you're doing well, and you're succeeding, and you're doing it very well. Well, anyways, I enjoyed the time with you. So before you leave out, and I know I'm definitely going to catch you on the flip side, why don't you go ahead and take us into your latest single, which is doing well, My Destiny.
Thanks so much, Ms. V. We definitely thank you for allowing us to be here tonight. And, you know, those of you out there who have been discouraged or have had a challenge or two, just understand that, you know, God is a forgiving God. He's a redeemer, and he's got a plan for your life, and it's your destiny. So make
Amen.
It yours.
Amen. Amen. All right. God bless you. I'm sure I'll catch you on the flip side. All right. You take care now.
You too.
Wow, definitely, definitely, definitely. Bishop Lawrence Hancock, he's definitely grown, as he had mentioned, and I agree. He's definitely grown since last year. And Anyways, also, you know, I believe we were discussing, actually throughout the interview, we were discussing about Twitter and social media, et cetera. And I wanted to wait to the appropriate time, which would be after my interview. Because I'll use Twitter, for example. Because Twitter has been so saturated, okay, and obviously abused by so many trying to make a quick buck. Anyhow, it has gotten so bad, okay? And all of BWD, whether it's BWD Radio underscore, BWD Promotions, BWD Magazine, BWD Radio, BWD Magazine, BWD Graphics, that's what I left out, BWD Graphics, none of the followers are faked, paid for. None of Instagram is paid. Facebook, no. We cannot control who follows us. All we can do is control who we follow. So I'd say over the past few months, because now, for those that do not know, I'm going to share a little something with you, okay? The Twitter, the ones that are trying to sell tweets, retweets, follows, you know, Instagram follows, Instagram, you know, Facebook likes, Instagram likes, you name it, it's out there, okay? I mean, I'll sit there and watch people that are well-known, just in my own state, that are out there for a minute. How did you go from 10,000 to 40? I peep that stuff. How do you go from 10,000 to 40-something thousand within a week or two? I mean, people are starting to pay attention to that stuff, and you're just making yourself, in my opinion, look like a clown. I mean, it's sad that you just want to, I don't know. I stay in my own lane, and I do my own thing. But one thing you can be rest assured is anything with BWD's name on it is going to be high quality, okay? And you're going to get exactly what you say you're going to get, and you're also going to get real followers. I can't control who follows you, but like I said, over the past few months, we've been cleaning the house, actually. Every single page is visited, okay? And there's so much trickery now. I mean, there'll be an English in the bio, and then you go to then you look at their page, and it's in a totally different language, okay? Their profile is 2009. It's been there since 2009. But they have 14 tweets, okay? These are all fake accounts, people, okay? Come on, if they're only following or have 2,000 following them, okay? Guys, start paying attention. Pay attention to where you're putting your dollar. $20 is $20. What are you going to get out of a month for $20, okay? Probably $100 worth, depending on where you go, okay? So I'm just telling you that you're getting sneaky. All right, you go to their page, and they'll be like, they will just tweet. All they're doing is tweeting other people that are popular with higher tweets, okay? They messing with you. Pay attention. Peep out what people are doing, okay? But we get to the point now, we have to go to every single page. You can't even base it on the bio. You can't base it on, you know, if they're equaling out with, you know, the followers, follower backs. So out of love and from well over a decade of doing this, okay, I'm giving you a heads up. Start visiting, because there's no sense in not having quality people that you're following, okay? And just start manually accepting or blocking people so that you're not redoing your work, okay? A lot of time is put in because we want real people that has to do with that industry that we're focused on, so that all the indie advocate love that we have to give is that's what we're giving, okay? So, yes, we put a lot of time and effort, okay? You know, we support the indie advocate, but let me tell you something. The bills are definitely higher, okay? Definitely higher than any donations or anything that we get. So I just want you guys, I'm telling you this out of love, stay in your own lane. I stay in my own lane, but I also peep that stuff. So I just want you to know, I'm saying this on air, and I'm letting you know, there is no fake following, okay, from any BWD. That's all I can tell you. Can't control who follows, but I will. But we can control who we block. We are, and like I said, you know, just over the past few months, we have really buckled down because they're getting very tricky, okay? Because nobody wants to take the work. Does it stink? Yes, it is. It's not fun. But you have to go and you have to see because there's just so much trickery going on where you could just see, you know, you can't even compare apples to apples and oranges to oranges. So, again, I'm just telling you out of love. I know that I'm standing on my chair. I'm on my soapbox. You know what I mean? But I'm just telling you out of love. Pay attention. Pay attention. Start peeping everything. Okay? And then one final thing that I'm going to say on that. Just because, you know, if someone has real followers that they're following back, okay, if they have that, just because they may only have a few favorites and a few likes, okay, and I'm going to tell you an example, okay? If you go to Facebook, okay, and any celebrity that has millions upon millions of viewers, okay, now they'll post a video, but they may only have what it does is it points out to you that there are so many people out there that actually see it and read what you put out there, if it's good, quality, you know, not just junk. But not everybody's going to take the time to like something because either you're going to get copied on it, okay, or it opens up your privacy level as soon as you like something or do something. So a lot of people prefer not to like, they prefer not to retweet because, you know, they don't want to be like they're representing your brand or for whatever the reason is. So I'm going to get off my soapbox, but I just want you to know you cannot go by that. Just because people pay for retweets, people pay for likes, people pay for all that stuff. And I don't know how they can live with themselves because I wouldn't want to be fake, you know. I wouldn't want to be fake. How can you feel like you're succeeding in life or you're going someplace if whatever you do is fake? You know, that's definitely hustling. There's a difference between hustling means working hard or just trying to hustle somebody for their money, okay? It's sad. People do it. BWD will not do it. We will continue to stay in our own lane, peep what we peep, and stay away from the people that are just hustling people, okay? So that being said, hopefully I offered some good information out there. I'm not putting anybody on blast. I am just letting you know. I think it's only fair that everyone has some sort of knowledge, especially those that are new to the social media, which falls victim to those type of people. Anyways, let me get down from my soapbox. Hopefully, yes, you can hear the passion in my voice because I am very passionate. And when I see it does. It hits my heart because it's sad to see how people are just trying to make a quick buck, you know, and it's always by trickery, and it's just sad, you know. Me, I'm the type of person, I don't care if I have $1 million, you know. If I can get something cheaper over here, I'm going to get something cheaper over here. If I can do something myself, I'm going to get more gratification than paying somebody for it. Okay, I already said I was off my soapbox. But anyways, that's just me, all right? I have a big heart. And that's why I support the Indie Advocates, because you already have a hard enough time being seen and being heard. So with that, much love, Ms. V. She loves all her indie artists. I just want you to know that. From my heart to yours, I just appreciate all you listeners, all you supporters of indie music. And all right, I got that all out. Anyways, much love, mad love from Ms. V. You can catch BWD Radio's 24/7 nonstop music station, bwdradio.com. It's definitely, I know everybody's out there saying that they're number one, and then they have 2,000 followers. I'm sorry, I had to throw that in there. But anyways, okay, if we're not the number one, we're probably the number second, but we're definitely the top variety radio station. We're spinning all indie genres. Yes, they're reported. It's BDS. I got myself so worked up. So take BWD Radio, take it on the go with you, okay? They have the song request on there, or use your TuneIn app. You can get in live there as well. Search for BWD Radio, or you can just listen via the player on site. It's all live. Let's see. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter, BWD_Radio. On Facebook, it's BWD Radio. All right? Show us your respect, and it's only a click. Come on. It's only a click. Disregard what I said about the like button. We want real likes. So please take a minute, go like the button, because it helps us to support indie artists. It's free, doesn't cost you anything, but you can show your support. Also, be sure to check out BWD Magazine, okay? It's also a Variety, okay? Variety is our middle name. Diverse is our second middle name, okay? Check out BWD, our magazine. It's music, news, entertainment, models, tips, oh, you name it. We do what we do. March is was our third-year anniversary. Very proud of that. Okay, so right now we have April's issue out. Be sure to check that out. It's always, you know, it's always a free read, a free download to our subscribers. Subscribers get the free download, okay? And our subscriber base is just phenomenal. We're print and digital, and we're real, okay? We work very hard. BWD, God bless to the network, working very hard. And for those that have known us for so many years, knows what we do, and our quality on top of that is phenomenal. Very proud of the team, very proud. Anyways, see, I don't know. I think it was because of Bishop Hancock. You know, I'm all uplifted now. So anyways, each issue comes out on the 5th of every month, all right? Please find and friend magazine on Twitter, Facebook, BWD Magazine. You can also find real testimonials on both BWD Radio, BWD Magazine. It's straight from their keyboard. It's their posts. It's their testimonials. They are real, okay? So be sure you check them out. Those are like references. Same thing, all right? BWD Radio, we proudly sponsor BWD Magazine, okay? So with that being said, Ms. V, I'm going to sadly bounce because I am totally uplifted after my interview with Bishop Lawrence Hancock. Be sure to follow his movement and, you know, keep up with him. And phenomenal man. And father, I'm sure, just as well, and bishop. All right, Ms. V, I'm going to definitely leave you now. God bless you. You know, I'm going to leave you with the Rhyme Scheme, another hot artist, Business Over Pleasure, which I think is the previous. He just released, I think it's called Critical Condition, and that is definitely already spinning steady in rotation. So here's Rhyme Scheme. I'm going to leave you out of here. I'm definitely going to bounce this time, and mad love to y'all. Business Over Pleasure. Ms. V, she out.
Yeah, Young Noble Outlaw, Rhyme Scheme, yeah, get money, motherfucker, fame, keep your third eye open, young, and watch the game, all my verses like crack, lyrical cocaine, you're now rocking with the best, Noble and Cobain's in the role, what a movement, Outlaw Gang, this is more than just music, it numbs the pain. Say my flow is like heroin, shoot it in your veins, just a runaway slave trying to break the chain. Rappers sell they soul for a car and a chain. All I got is my word, my balls and my name, and this fire in my heart causes me to spit flame. Run grown out, man, I don't play no game. Niggas want change, but nobody wanna change. From the cradle to the grave, trapped in the maze. Feeling like it's us against everybody. God on my side, tell me who can stop me.
Money over, dude, I be getting to it. With the units in the kitchen, how do it? I stay getting to the cheddar. It's business before pleasure. Rhyme scheming, Young Noble. Send them through the postal, getting that money global. Zero bucks giving out wetter. It's business before pleasure.
Get into the business like a marketing plan. 100 G's in advance just for taking a chance. Out in California, feeling like Pac in his prime. 7 years on the grind just to serving these rhymes. A young outlaw banned from the industry. Your industry, the game must be a mind. Cause I know y'all sick of killing me with all of that bullshit. Feeling like a preacher at the pulpit. These lyrics I'ma pull quick out the chamber. Ready for action when it's danger. But I'm about my business, so this pen is to this paper. So to bring it back, slanging these verses like crack. Rhyme scheme is hip hop. Return of the boom bap. We got business transactions like a stock exchange. All eyes on me when I'm out in the rain. Flow like surgery, how I'm bringing the pain. And in this rap game, they remember my name. Rhyme Scheme.
Money over, I be getting to it. With the units in the kitchen, how I'd rig it through it. I stay getting to the cheddar. This business before pleasure.
Rhyme scheming young noble. Send them through the postal. Getting that money global.
Global.
Giving out wedding. It's business before pleasure. And over ready to bomb first. And Yuck still got five on it. And if it's beef, then I'ma ride on it. But I'm about my business, so I keep it to myself. Keep my eyes on the green, cause it's all about the wealth. Stacking paper like confetti. If you broke, you ain't ready. But I ain't trying to make it rain like somebody broke a levee. I'm all about these rhymes, concepts that be heavy. Rhyme schemes and metaphors. I have your girl up in the telly. But never that. Pleasure will get you sidetracked. Especially when you want a mission for them greenbacks. I done seen it all, the rise and fall, hearts and men turn. All about the green paper, cause it's money to burn. Never learn from the shit that they see. It's all a dream. Either this rap shoot or they serving them fiends. Whatever your hustle is, baby, stack that cheddar. But what it's all for, is it business or pleasure?
Money over bitches, I be getting to it. With the units in the kitchen hiding. I stay getting to the cheddar, nigga.
Cheddar.
Business before pleasure. Rhyme scheming young noble. Send them through the postal. Getting that money global.
Global.
Giving out wedding. Business before pleasure.
Rhyme scheming.